curbed and swayed, is worth less to his woman and his world than a man whose presence is deeply sourced. A profound and steady gaze conveys truth more than furtive eyes. Full, even breathing is trusted more than shallow, jittery gasps. A man grounded in the unfathomable mystery of life, in touch with death's vastness rather than merely flitting from one busy surface activity to another, is sourced in his depth. The way of the superior man is the way of deep gaze, breath, and purpose. It cannot be faked. Right now, you are knowing who you are at depth, or you are avoiding it. You are relaxing and embodying your soul's purpose on earth, or you are resisting your calling. You are cultivating a steady yes toward this moment, even in the midst of death's ever-present mystery, or you are afraid to feel all and live as unknowable openness. Fear is lack of trust in now. Fear is saying no to some aspect of the present moment. The way of the superior man is the way of cultivating total trust in the reality that is living you right now. However vast it may be, reality is happening now, and it includes you. Feel what is, as it is, without resisting the boundless whole. Feeling all, saying yes to the entire now, you will know who you are. You will know yourself as the awake fullness of this entire moment, the very force of being. Identified with money or accomplishments, a man feels weak when he compares himself to others who have more. But when he knows himself to be self-radiant awareness, conscious and lit up, awakening as man, he blooms in perfect harmony with the immense energy of reality. The infinite force of now is his power and his presence. The way of the superior man is to realize your true strength by knowing who you are at depth right now. You learn to feel into awareness fully, so you know yourself as conscious presence. You grow to trust the alive fullness of this moment, appearing spontaneously as you and your experience. Your capacity to embody this profound force of presence in your gaze, breath, and action determines your perceived value, sexually and financially. Your woman and your world long for the authentic power of your awakened heart offered through your whole body. May your deepest gifts overflow in the way of the superior man. Preface to the 2004 edition. Originally, I wrote The Way of the Superior Man as a practical guide for men and their intimate lovers. I wanted to share with readers the lessons I had learned in life, specifically how a man can grow spiritually while passionately tussling with the challenges of women, work, and sexual desire. Now, years later, after sharing this work with thousands of men and women, straight and gay, single and coupled, I can confirm that the lessons presented in these chapters really produce results. And in today's world of rapid sexual and spiritual evolution, and thus confusion, these lessons may be more relevant than ever. One of the more important lessons is this. As evolving human beings, we can learn that mastery is an important phase to accomplish and pass through in this school of life where we are learning to love more artfully. Through the way described in this audiobook, I have learned to love a woman into light, earn as much money as I want doing what I love to do, and master the arts of sexual loving. You can too. And then you will open to your next lesson, made possible by your real growth, just as you have achieved and outgrown all of your interests up until now. What you loved as a child is less interesting to you now as an adult, and what occupies your attention now will cease too sooner or later. This growth is both natural and good. We are designed to outgrow everything, including our desire to experience and improve the realms of money, sex, and intimacy. The way of the superior man shows you how a man and his lover can learn the lessons necessary to grow to the next step, where the mind opens as feeling and the body is only light. There is a way to grow through these lessons too, I'm told, but first things first. Live completely. Know your deepest purpose. Give the gift you are born to give. Enjoy sex as a cosmic portal into love's wonders.